New research on stranded marine mammals shows actually a really low global reporting rate on euthanasia practices. Here in New Zealand, where mammals are often stranded, we're actually a world leader in data collection. But the rest of the world needs to catch up. That's according to new research, which has been supervised by marine biology professor Karen Stocken. One of the authors of her study is PhD student Rebecca Boyes. And Karen joins me now to talk about the work. Hi there.
Oh, hi there.
What is the issue here? What are you looking at?
I think what this study really does demonstrate is that there is a lot of different types of data that you can collect in the context of euthanasia. And as mentioned, New Zealand has been pretty at the forefront of being one of the few nations that submits its national data on euthanasia through to the International Whaling Commission, which is great because obviously it puts us in a really good position of understanding exactly some of the parameters around that particular type of intervention. But certainly there are only a few countries that do so on a regular basis, New Zealand being certainly there alongside the UK as well. And so what this research really is showing is the need for us to really start to unpack some of the protocols and best practices so that, again, like we said, in many different contexts, that animal welfare is definitely kept at the front and centre of mindful decisions, basically.
Yeah, okay. So the headline of the research might sound a little dry. We've got a lack of data, but that's important because you can't work out best practice unless you know what people are doing around the world, what they're taking into account, how often it's happening and so forth, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. As we know, and certainly to the body that we report to in terms of the International Whaling Commission, we know that best practice protocols for marine mammal euthanasia have been published by IWC, and obviously the IWC as a global entity does obviously massively encourage member nations to be involved in that. And some of that's done through the International Whaling Commission Strandings Initiative, as you might be aware. But certainly in the New Zealand context, it's something that, as I say, since 2017 or so, has been a big focus, certainly on the broader welfare implications of stranding. So not just euthanasia, obviously looking at live interventions, looking at rescue attempts, looking at many different actions that occur when we have basically marine mammals strand. I think it really fills a big knowledge gap in terms of identifying some of the broader issues around some of the best practice, as well as some of the things that we know less about, that obviously shines a spotlight on some of the areas that obviously there's always room for improvement, isn't there, in any kind of situation. And we certainly know that there's opportunities to learn from the data that's been collected so far.
Pretty emotional issue, eh?
Yeah, well, it certainly has had its moments, and certainly within the New Zealand context, I think most New Zealanders and certainly most Wellingtonians will know themselves. So, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt, obviously, that the ongoing discussions that there have been just recently, obviously, in relation to TOA are very linked. We're very mindful that this work is really about a bigger picture here of understanding how do we ensure that going forward, any type of human intervention on whatever scale, whether that's, as I say, life rescue, whether it's actual euthanasia itself, is best informed by scientific understanding and data, as opposed to the tendency, obviously, for it to be more driven by human emotion. I think that's a really important learning that New Zealand has very much been at the forefront of, obviously, in recent weeks.
Yeah, so ignoring TOA, which had, you know, its own set of facts around it, I suppose, how do you have a conversation? What's the most useful way of thinking about and making decisions around euthanizing an animal that's stranded?
I think a big part of what has to happen, and what does happen actually very well at the moment in the New Zealand context, is aspects of understanding its long-term prognosis. So is there an actual chance of this animal is able to survive should it be released? Understanding if there are welfare as well as health implications which may prevent that being the case. And so measurement, as we said all along, about not only the implications of health, but also being clear about any potential welfare implications and what that means. And, of course, that comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. I mean, disease, injury, inability to fend for itself. There's all those factors that obviously very much lead into that overall decision-making.
Yeah. You're suggesting that by looking at an animal's welfare, what's best for its health and well-being, you may in fact decide that euthanasia is the best choice.
The reality of it is what has to be the best choice, and we've said this all along in many different contexts, not just obviously the most recent one, but in many different contexts, the important factor here is around what is best for the animal. And that has to be devoid of what the human emotion is, of what we would want for the animal, which of course are two very different things. Some of the discussion that we've seen, obviously, over recent weeks has been obviously very much fueled in many cases, understandably, by our desire to intervene and our desire to help. And that's completely, as I say, understandable. But the welfare aspect to it is very much centred around the animal as opposed to the public intervention, I think. And that's no different whether we're talking euthanasia, as obviously the study that we're talking about in this context from Rebecca Boyes' PhD work. And what that really does demonstrate is there is a broader dialogue here to be had around the types of data that we collect so that we are clear in the mechanisms of where we intervene and how we intervene. And in this case, obviously, the study is the intervention of the worst-case scenario of euthanasia, making sure that we have clarity around kind of methods that are used and the efficacy of those methods, and how obviously making sure that as New Zealand has a current label as a global leader in the space, we want to make sure that we're doing the very best in our own efforts and our own research efforts to ensure that we're actually helping other nations in that scope too.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for your expertise today, Karen.
No worries. Thanks.
Karen Stockton is a professor in marine biology, and she's been doing some research or supervising some research around the choices we make about euthanasia when marine mammals are stranded.